Grandmaster Shoshona. I'm here with Jenny Bates, and Jenny is fantastic, and we're chatting about glamour and all about not the we, but the me.
Yes, I love that. Oh, yeah, the we, but not the me. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So how do you feel women today can make time for themselves, can think of themselves? And as you were expressing, you just had your son, mm-hmm. adorable little Levi, mm-hmm. and how you were determined to keep the glam going.
Okay, so yeah, ever since I was younger, glam was always just a part of my life. That's why I went into doing hair. I loved seeing the hair, the makeup, all of the above. So when I had actually gotten pregnant, you know, I came across so many women. You know, I have so many clients every day, and they would say to me, oh, you know, forgive yourself, you know, during these times, you're not going to be able to take a shower on the daily, and you're not going to be able to do your normal routines. And it scared me. I had a lot of angst in that. I thought, who am I without the glam behind me,
right.
you know? And so I told myself, how am I going to change that? Because a lot of them talked about, you know, I was down on the days, I didn't get a shower, I didn't feel like myself, and all of this, you know, mental health stuff that kind of made me think like, oh, this must be how it's going to go. This is just
so many women just stand there complaining, and they
yes.
look like by the time they get to the park, they look like they just rolled down the bed. And truly, the kids are well dressed, but the moms look like hell.
So. Yeah, you put so much effort into your children. So I was thinking, how am I going to change this dynamic? How am I going to change how I feel? So I said, right when I have him, I'm not going to miss a day of showering. You know, I'm just one that showers daily, and that's just going to be. And whatever that looked like, that's how I was going to start. My step one was waking up with a shower. So if he got up at 5, I was going to wake up at 4. And I was going to put effort into what I felt was for my mental health, for me, my time.
And you put in time to shampoo your hair mm-hmm. and curl your hair and put mm-hmm. some makeup on,
yep.
right?
All of the
Absolutely.
Above.
Absolutely.
And each day that I did that, I thought, okay, here's another day I did it. Here's another day I did it. And I'd come across women that would say, oh, I can't believe you look good. You know, you just had a baby. But for me, that made me even feel good. It wasn't that I was looking for those compliments, but having somebody pour into somebody who had just had a baby, I felt so empty giving to everybody else that started lifting my spirit. And I was like, wow, this is so easy just to keep the glam going to make me feel better about me.
And that's the whole point today. So glamour is not about the we. Don't we look beautiful? Don't mm-hmm. we look glamorous? But it's about me taking me time to look and feel good.
Yes, amen
Thank
to that.
You.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm in a hair salon and I'm with
Samantha.
Okay. And Samantha, Sam, where's your G-spot, your glamour spot?
At the salon.
Absolutely. What makes you feel ever so glamorous?
Getting grounded.
Okay. Yeah. How do you get grounded?
Meditating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And breathing.
Well, that helps. That sure does help.
Breathing and doing my... dolphin
breath.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're doing your dolphin breath and breathing,
yes.
it helps you ever so much. What other pleasures do you enjoy?
Oh, getting my nails done.
Yay. What's your
yes.
favorite color?
Oh, I like a pink, a light pink, baby pink. Actually, I have it on right now. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
thank you, Sam, and keep those hands going and
thank
stay in the pink. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, my little goddesses, it's time, my favorite time, it's time for Ha Ha Hari. So let's put our hands in love knot position. A couple of inches below your navel point. Let's breathe in, exhale. Let's breathe in, my little goddesses. And let's do Har Har Hari Waheguru. Let me say that again. Har Har Hari Waheguru. guru. Let's do this exercise, this practice, 11 times. Wishing you a beautiful weekend, a beautiful day, a beautiful week. Until next week, when we meet on Stiletto Heels, blessings.